with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron has made a phone call to U.S. President Donald Trump.
French President Emmanuel Macron has held a phone call with his U.S. counterpart Donald Trump. The call came just as he was about to meet leaders of European nations in the United Kingdom to discuss fears that Trump had isolated age-old allies. The emergency security meeting focuses on how to react to the US's diplomatic blitz on Ukraine, which left the once rock-solid partner as a potential political liability. Macron's office would not disclose details about the call with Trump. After the call, the French president greeted German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer, and other leaders outside the Elysee Palace. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The Senate this week may embark on an ambitious votorama to pass its version of a budget resolution to enact parts of President Trump's agenda.
The voting could begin Tuesday night on the GOP budget plan that earmarks $175 billion for the border and $150 billion for defense. It's part of the Senate plan to use the reconciliation process to pass two separate major spending bills this year. The House has similar goals but is working to include all GOP priorities in one major bill. Once voting starts in the Senate, it's expected to turn into an hours-long votorama as Democrats who cannot stop the bill with a filibuster will debate its contents and propose a long list of amendments. Bob Agner reporting.
A badly injured child is among 19 people who were injured when a Delta Airlines plane flipped upon arrival at Toronto's Pearson Airport. The airport confirmed on X that an incident occurred Monday with the Delta flight from Minneapolis and that all 80 passengers and crew are accounted for. Video from the scene shows the jet upside down on the snowy tarmac. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle is brewing in New Hampshire. SRN's Michael Harrington has the story.
Liberty Counsel, a Christian legal group, is going to bat for a student in the university system of New Hampshire who doesn't want to list his personal pronouns as a prerequisite for writing in a college newspaper. The paper was prepared to publish the student's article, but killed it when he refused to list pronouns, a violation of his Christian faith. Liberty Counsel says, quote, under the law, compelling a person to speak a message contrary to their beliefs in this way is a violation of the First Amendment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The California Interscholastic Federation intends to keep on letting boys play on girls' sports teams despite President Trump's threat to withhold federal funding. The CIF says it will comply with a California law that permits students to participate in school athletic programs consistent with the student's gender identity. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Record high egg prices prompting Nevada lawmakers to unanimously back suspending their cage-free egg law. But the six other states with similar laws in effect have shown no sign of dropping them, even if it might help lower grocery bills. By relaxing the cage-free rule, Nevada could get access to additional eggs, but the supply of all eggs remains tight because nearly 159 million birds have been slaughtered since the bird flu outbreak began to help limit the spread of the virus. Egg prices peaked at an average of $4.95 per dozen. Global shares traded mixed as investors continue to watch economic data and policy moves from President Trump, as both are likely to impact upcoming central bank moves. U.S. markets closed today for President's Day, but reopened Tuesday morning for a shortened week. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.